All right, 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only. This is the second hour of the show. I'm going to kick this over to Studio 2A, where I got Freddie J. Walker waiting to play. Take it away. Thank you. 913 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. Thanks for being here with us this evening. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Freddie J. Walker.
Hey, glad to be here.
And glad to have you.
Thank you.
So, you know, I've seen you, usually when I see you, you're accompanying other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're not just a gun for hire, though.
That's true.
You got your three albums deep now. You got some singles.
But I do.
Three
I do.
Full length albums.
Three, four albums deep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the newest one, The Architect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right before that was Ombre.
Mm-hmm. Ombre. Uh-huh.
And The Darkest Light.
The Darkest Light. Absolutely.
Was the 2022?
Yes, it was. It was.
Mm-hmm. All right. And there was like a year in between each one, except for this one, it was a couple years.
It's just about. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's going on with this new album? It just came out like in just a couple months ago.
It did. Yeah. It was definitely a process, kind of like hence the name of The Architect, you know, kind of like building things from like the ground up or starting over. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely a project that was really near and dear and close to my heart that I did. And I'm looking forward to actually like performing that live more too. I'm working on an album release for that too as well. But the feedback so far has been great. You know, a lot of people can resonate with the song. So I'm really excited to start doing more.
Yeah, get out there and play.
Absolutely.
Something I've noticed is like your albums, they're almost like vignettes. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they're just 2-3 minute, just these beautiful little vignettes that kind of come. But when you play, you go. Is it a conscious, I mean, I guess when you're playing live, you got more time to fill and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But is it a conscious effort? You want to keep things pretty much short and sweet when it comes to the songs themselves?
Definitely. I think I started getting away from, I guess, longer songs when I started like composing music or doing things for film, because mm-hmm. I felt like that was what was more embellished. But I know for my songs, it all just varies. It all depends on, I guess, what I'm feeling or what I'm writing. And sometimes they just end up being 2 or 2.5 minutes. But I know I hear that. I hear it. And I'm definitely trying to work on doing longer and more embellished songs, you know, too, as well. But
I actually love it, man.
Okay, great.
I think it's a fresh breath.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, because sometimes people can go on and on and it's like, oh, all right, we got it.
It's like,
like that chorus.
Right,
you didn't put too much into the verses, but it's chorus, chorus, chorus.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
You just get it out there. It's beautiful. It's like, you know, appreciate you can just sit there and really sink into it, or you can just have it in the background and just really help ease your day down the road. I love it.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any shows lined up for like an actual album release show or anything like that?
Not as of yet. I am trying to work with a couple of venues to do that as well. Mm-hmm. So I know in the very near future, I'll be working on a couple of album releases. Either I do The Architect at like different spots, you mm-hmm. know, I think that's what I'm probably going to do for now. And I'm looking at doing like the live arrangements of it too. So I'm pretty excited to bring in some players that I've known for a while, you know, that's either played with me at shows to come in and really bring this album to life. So
yeah,
I'm excited about that.
I'm too, man. I'm looking forward to that. So you're self-taught. You play.
I am.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no pun intended. You wear a lot of hats, man. Besides the music, you do the videos, you model, mm-hmm. you do film. Obviously, music must be the one that's closest,
absolutely.
Nearest
true.
And dearest
yes,
to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when did you, started young. You started mm-hmm. with drums at like 4 years old or
I
something
I did,
like
about 5. So,
that's crazy.
You know, you know, it is a group in the church and definitely wanted to learn an instrument. Music, I feel like, has been always a part of me. So yeah, it started off with drums, you know. That's the basic place to go, right? Like if you have rhythm, then that can carry you further in life. So it did. It started off with drums and everything and moved on to like the bass and then the guitar, then piano, and then, you know, started singing and working on some music. So I'm excited to do more, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so one thing that's kind of a common theme in the little bit I've talked with you and interviews I've read and seen with you, you talk about how composing is not just for the studio. You compose life, like when you go out, the impacts you're making with people, the positive mark you want to leave with people, leaving things better than you found it, which is beautiful, especially this day and age, man.
Right,
we need some more of that.
We do.
But can you think of like when that started for you? Like, was there, what influenced you? I mean, not just composing, but what you always say about being authentic, not letting fear of what people think get in the way of you being the truest you can be with your art. Like, do you know, like, did you have, was it someone special in your life that kind of influenced that? And do you have some tricks to keep that attitude on a day-to-day basis when it's not always easy to rise and shine like that?
Yeah, that's a, wow, that's a very loaded, question, right? No, I feel like for all of us, not just creators in general, I feel like a lot of us are trying to cultivate our life, right? And a lot of times we're put in situations that make us make decisions based off of what we're currently doing, not actually what is a reflection of us. So the authentic part is in music or whatever we do, doesn't make you happy? Is it something that brings you joy? And we know as an artist, yeah, we can create music, but the biggest thing is like the income, right, from it. But when I started doing music, I started doing it just based off of like just passion. I just love to play music, right? But then a lot of it was in the box, you know? I'll either play with this folks, which is this style of music, or, you know, I'm not really expressing myself as an artist, as an individual. And I think that's what a lot of us are faced with, right? We're faced with challenges with, maybe I should do this because it's popular, or maybe I shouldn't do this because not a lot of people will know it. Are they going to accept who I am as an artist, as a creative? And that's the beautiful thing about being authentic. You're vulnerable, right? You don't have any facades. This is like, hey, this is who I am as an artist, and accept me or not. And that's just kind of what I've come to grow into, especially, you know, just kind of growing up, is saying, you know what, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, and that's just how it is, accept it or not, you know. And also, you'll find those people who are going to accept you for who you are authentically, because they're searching for the same people to find someone that they can relate to authentic. I think we all have some sort of mask, whether that's based off of our job, our career, our family, whatever it is. But it's a beautiful feeling to be able to do something, no matter what it is creatively or whatever it is, to do something that you love where there's no strings attached.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing this because it makes you happy, not because it makes John Doe or Sally Sue happy, because it makes you happy. And I think that's what I've been, it's a process. A lot of my music kind of talks about that, but it's the process of like finding oneself and just being happy with who you are, because we all are beautiful the way that we are created, and we should be able to express that freely.
That's so well put. And I think especially this day and age, with so much, everyone's on the phone, and you know, it's so easy for people to get swept away with, what are they doing, what is she up to, what am I doing, people getting themselves head tripping about where they're at in the sink or swim out there. And you don't have, I don't think people, not too many people wake up to themselves and like know what they're up for, what they're, you know, what they're into. So I think people who don't create art or music but enjoy it, they can smell it. They can sense when something's authentic, you know,
like, they can.
Because when you're touching on things that are commonly felt, but something people can't articulate. So like you said, being able to just do what you do, no matter what, you're going to get your tribe. You're going to find the people that are into it for the right reasons.
Yeah, definitely.
And when you have the ability like yourself to go pick up money here and there, you know, playing with other people, it kind of gives you that freedom to be even more authentic with what you do.
It does help.
And this day and age, man, like I keep saying, it's a fresh breath. It's great to see.
Definitely.
Yeah. Where are you from? You're not from Tucson, are you?
Not originally, but I've been in Tucson for about almost 17, 18 years. Yeah. Originally from New Mexico, then moved out to Arizona. I did school out here for a while. I did a pharmacy for about 12 and a half years and everything. So that was just kind of me. That was just what I was doing, you know, because, hey, get a profession, get a career, get a job. That's pretty much how life was, you know. So music was just a hobby. It was something that I did kind of like on the weekends, you know what I mean? And or I did at church, you know, just to play. But other than that, it wasn't anything that I saw like as a career or anything that I saw as I'm going to be doing this and I'm going to be on stage, right? And I think it was a surreal moment the week before last. I opened up for Kingfish at the Rialto. And just like I think it was the last song I was performing, I was just looking out and just seeing everybody's faces, and I was like, man, if I never took a leap or a chance, I wouldn't be here to be able to play the music that I'm playing. And just it's a beautiful thing just to see how and see where life can take you. And I know that we talk about music, you know, because this is what it is, but just for us in our own day-to-day lives, you know, I feel like there's always that opportunity to turn or to change or to shift, right? Especially if you realize that you're doing something day in, day out, and it's not bringing you joy. If you really like look yourself in the mirror, when is that opportunity gonna come to bring you joy?
Yeah.
Are you waiting for it? Are you waiting for somebody to say, hey, here you go, let me save you from what you got going on? A lot of times you have to create those opportunities, and it's tough because you have to take that first step. You're not walking into something that's like, hey, come on in. It's more like you're walking in the dark. But then when you start taking that first step, you start getting the courage to take another step and to take another step. And pretty soon you look behind you and you'll see how far that you actually came, right? Yeah. So I think that's just a beautiful thing about anything in life. It's movement, it's motion, you know, it's growth, you know? So that's what I strive to look at every day.
That's great. Yeah, it is. It's really, in hindsight, it's always a small leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like it at the moment. Like you're like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Right, absolutely.
You know, but it's a small, and it's building on those confidences, taking the inventory of what you've achieved and being able to know that you're your own safety net. But that ain't easy, man. It's easier said than done.
It is not. It really isn't. You know what I mean? I think that's probably what the struggle is for everybody. You know, it's just like, hey, I'm doing something that's comfortable, you know, but even if you just take just one moment to try to do something that you enjoy and love, you never know what could happen. Because I'm here doing the interview. Yeah, I'm serious. I try to tell people a lot, you know, it's like, yeah, I was doing music for a long time, but it was never like, this is what I'm going to do. You know, it was more about, this is cool on the side as a hobby, but I need to find a real, a big job, a good job.
That's right. So. Yeah, that safety net, that financial safety net.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was school that brought you out here from New York.
It was. It was school for pharmacy that brought me out here.
So. And then you just fell in love with it and stayed put.
Ah, well, that's that change, right? That transition, you know, I was doing pharmacy for a while, but it was just the same, you know, redundant. And then more opportunities came about for me to do music, and that's just kind of how that shift happened, you know. So
yeah,
I'm not saying that it's, you know, sunshine and rainbows all the time, but times there's good days, there's bad days, but such is life, you know. So you got to take the wins with the learning opportunities, you know.
That's right.
Yeah,
roll with it. That's right. Something you said too, I think someone I've heard in an interview, they asked you if you were going to liken your music to a spirit animal, what would it be? And you said, I'm more of an element.
I'll stand by that.
It's so fitting, like listening to your music and stuff. It is. And the all the influences I mean, you're so capable on so many instruments, and when it comes to the different types of music you play, it's not like, oh, I can do this, let me show you, I can play this, let me show you. It's obvious that it's something that you're connected to.
Absolutely.
And that you enjoy it. It's not just like genres you're clicking off a box, you know.
Yeah,
it's great.
Definitely I was fell in love with music at a very young age, but just all styles, rock, metal, R&B, neo soul, jazz, country. I feel like a lot of different artists, they express in their language what that is, you know, which is the genre of music, right? So I feel like for the music that I do, I want to be able to communicate with all different genres, whether that's country, whether that's R&B, neo soul, you know, jazz. I want my message that I say, that I sing, or the way I play to be able to resonate with somebody, because that's the beautiful thing, you know. If they can relate to what I do, then, you know, you're already winning.
And it helps you feel sane that, you know, you're connecting with people, you know. Right. It really helps.
That's true, especially, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, you're really easy to talk to, and I could jab like all night. And I'm just looking, I'm like, oh, we just talked 15 minutes. Yeah. Let's get back to the music. You're listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Freddie J. Walker. Pleasure to have him here and you joining us. Thanks, Freddie.
Thank you.
like 15 quarter till. Yeah. Otherwise, I just jab right through your set.
I'm gonna switch over real quick here.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only if you're just joining us. My name is Michael Serpy. I'm sitting here with Freddie J. Walker. New album, The Architect.
Yes, yes.
Just hit a couple months ago, June or so.
I think so. That's right.
Got some, hopefully, some shows in the works.
Yes,
got
yes.
Got some lines in the parties, water for that. I wanted to ask you, so when you're, I mean, you... Like we were talking in that first talk set about you're proficient on so many instruments. Mm-hmm. When you usually, I know when the muse strikes, but do you, when with your processes, do you usually start on a certain instrument or do you just like one day maybe it's a drum track or bass, like something your favorite vein there?
It all varies, right? I feel like there's no wrong way, but sometimes I'll start with like the tempo and I'll hear it. I'm like, okay, I like the tempo, then I'll build around that. Or sometimes I already have a melody on guitar, so I'll kind of play that and I'll build around that. Or sometimes I already have like the lyrics, so I'll just build around that. Or I'll play the piano, then I'll hear that. Or maybe I'll hear like a really nice bass line that I like and I'll just plug that in. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like the options are like limitless when it comes to that, but creative process, sometimes it changes. Also too, depending on like the mood of like the album or what I'm trying to go for or the project that I create, that also has a say in what instruments I use to play, you know, or what feel I'm trying to go for, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're, you have like a production company, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's kind of the umbrella that encompasses all your disciplines, all the things.
Absolutely.
You're, and I'm sorry, what's the name of that?
One Focus Productions.
One Focus Production. And tell us a little bit about that. So that's not just, obviously it's not just music, you're doing film editing as well.
Definitely. So that's all pretty much all encompassing, like film editing, either like image consulting, of course, production, writing, things of anything art wise is kind of what I aim to do as well.
And how is that? I mean, that seems like, I mean, you already have so many dishes spinning, man.
Right. I know.
How do you do that?
I feel like every now and then I'll write, you know, for an artist or so. But right now it's just been shows. It's been like a lot of shows and then trying to get back to my own production process and creating my own music. That's kind of why it took a little longer for me to come out with albums.
Okay.
Because it was more like, okay, show, you know, but I'm trying to be more conscious about that and, you know, say, okay, I need to put out more projects, you know? So my way of like kind of still doing music was doing singles, right? So I'll do like a lot of little singles, a lot of little projects before I'll do like bigger projects. So after The Architect, the next couple of projects I have coming out are going to be much larger, but I'm still going to be pushing out The Architect and doing different, you know, shows with that album as well.
It's probably kind of hard though. I'm kind of a goldfish, man. I'm in the bowl and I forget what I ate for breakfast this morning. But the foresight you have to have as an artist, like, oh, if I want a show in December, I need to book that now, like, you know, the time frame. So like having so many, you know, between the bands you play with and all the things you do with your production company, it's impressive that you can, like I said, spin so many dishes.
Definitely.
At the same time. But really with that production company, you're doing videos for people, but also if someone just needs some work done on sprucing up their own material, music wise, you can.
Absolutely.
That's one of the things you're doing, right? You're
definitely
like taking and just kind of helping them find their way through the woods.
Absolutely. And the whole focus for me too is, I want like whatever artist it is, whoever it is, I want them to feel comfortable to like do their own style of it, right? I feel a lot of times you might work with a producer, or you might work with a writer who's like, this is what we're doing, or this is my area of expertise.
Yeah.
But again, that's not really being truly yourself if that's not where you're at, you know? So for me, I'm like, let's see what you have, let's see what you're trying to create, and let's see how we can make it come to life, you know? So I'm not saying, oh, well, your project's gonna be yellow, but I only do blue,
right?
You know, I'm like, no, you wanna do yellow? Let's see how we can make yellow work. Let's see what we can do, you know? So I'm all about individuality and being able to express that authentically. I can't do that for myself. And then, you know, be like, no, you as an artist, this is all I do, you know? And I recommend anybody, if there's something that you're doing that you know that's like your style or your vibe, you have to find your tribe, right? Yep. So you always have to like look outside of what's there. And also too, if you're in a genre of music that's not yet created, then you're a trailblazer creating something new.
Yeah.
You know, so then you're going to be the one that people come to say, hey, I want to create a project just like that. So
yeah.
I feel like music's expressive, life's expressive, and it should be just that, you know, and you should always have a team or folks that are around you that have a similar vision to that, you know.
Yeah, so, that have the capabilities to take you where you want to go without putting their fingerprints all over it.
Absolutely. And I feel like we're kind of all in this boat where we're just, it's management, you know, not management, but M-E-ishment.
Yeah.
We're doing everything. We're doing the publishing. We're writing our own music. We're recording our own songs. You know, we're trying to get things together for other people to play our music too. And then we're trying to book shows. And then, you know, we're working. There's a lot that we have to handle now as individuals. And I think that's the unfortunate thing about social media, is that it's great. It's a great tool, but it's a facade of connection, right? Yeah. So it's like we think that we're connected using social media, you know, whatever the apps are. I'm not gonna throw them out there, but we feel like we're connected because we're so close to people on our screen, but in real life, we're not.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just that fake assumption that we are connected, right? And then you're on your phone. Oh, I'm connecting with people and their stories and their posts and what they're doing. But at the end of the day, it's just on your phone. Yeah. So the power of actually connecting and having a community surpasses that, right? It surpasses what the algorithm shows folks, you know? And for a lot of times, I guess artists, and myself, I'm just talking to myself, we compare ourselves to the numbers that we see.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times it's not fair to compare yourself to an ever-changing algorithm, you know, or to try to change your project based off of what you think is gonna pop off or be popular. You know, I'm not saying there's a wrong way, but I feel like your tribe's gonna find you. It might take a little longer, but you can say, I actually did this based off of who I am, you know, versus trying to peel back all the layers when you get to where you're at because you know, we're doing something different. But the power of community is where it's at with things. So we have to have a little bit of both, a little bit of social media, but a little bit of actual social aspect too. So
exactly. Yeah. I put myself like at least twice a month, I got to go out. That's my law with myself.
That's good.
Just go out, see something, talk to some people, check out some new music. And it's hard. Showing up's half the battle, they say, right?
But it really is.
Hard getting out the door sometimes. And my heart does go out to some of these younger musicians and artists who, you know, they are like at the mercy of the algorithm. Like, you know, they have something going good and all of a sudden they disappear, you know? Mm-hmm. And what the, like you said, the algorithm, what they're choosing, the neighborhood you're seeing of people. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, you're close to Club Congress. Here's what's going around Club Congress. That's your night. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, no, maybe if I get in the car and go to the east side, I get to see something else.
Something else.
But we're getting a little lazy with it.
Yeah. And, and it's tough because I know there's a period of time for me too where, like, I didn't want to really create music because I just didn't know how to fight that algorithm, right? I'm like, you know what? How am I supposed to get, like, my views or my content on a social app to actually be social and get spread out to the folks that, you know, are in my demographic that like what I like.
Yeah.
And that can actually like stunt you from pushing out your music. But I say to any artist, any creative, just do it and create it, because there's going to come a day where someone's going to say, oh, this is an amazing artist, and they're going to go backwards.
Yeah.
They're going to go backwards to all the things that you created, and they'll probably fall in love with those projects. So a lot of times it's planting the seed. You might not have like the views or the likes or whatever you're expecting at that moment, but you created it. Yeah. It's better to create it and someone to go back to it and then it blow up versus just not be there, you know? So
that's a great insight, you know? So, and especially in this day and age where it's like, oh, that came out in 2023. That's old news.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, it's not, man. It's just a couple years ago,
right?
You know, to not think that just because, you know, we're always so quick to be on to the next, but like you said, that rabbit hole people can fall down.
Mm-hmm.
They hear something and they, you know, I did that today with The Darkest Light. Mm-hmm. Man, that's an awesome album.
Thank you. I love it.
And I was just like, how did I not hear this yet? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, because other things were in front of my nose. Yeah. But all good things in their good time, you know.
Definitely.
When you find it, you find it. We got about 10 minutes left. I'm gonna put you on the spot real quick.
Okay, all right.
Local music, you got any faves? What are you into right now? Is there any musicians out there or albums you've been really liking? I guess local or not local. Any what have you been, what's been on Freddie J's turntable lately?
Mine, music wise, it varies. It really varies. I feel like I've been trying to listen to like the new music to see what's out there, just to see how people are doing. But locally, I know I have a lot of friends in the community that are doing music and doing like amazing things too. So I'm really happy about that. I'm really happy just to work with like more artists too, just to do more like collaborative work. I'm big on that, like teamwork and things. So right now I think everything's an idea. You know, and I'm gonna start writing that out and start doing bigger shows with folks, you know, because I just love that camaraderie, you know, working with other musicians, other artists, other groups, you know. But right now on the turntable, it's hard to say. A lot of Robert Glasper I listen to. Who else? It's a mix. It's hard to even say. It's such a mix of music. It just kind of goes day by day with it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
I knew it was a tough question.
It seems hard, right?
Like every day is one answer, different. Man, but it's not. It's always a curveball. And then you're on the spot. You're like, I don't know. Yeah. But that's something too. I mean, like with how you make such an ensemble here with quality backing tracks, and you're able to be such a self-contained unit. Mm-hmm. When you do have to switch gears and bring in the band and stuff, do you kind of be like, okay, well, here are the tracks, learn this, or do you just have them come in with their ability and bring their own little color?
I feel like the tracks are the music that I have is just like this is like kind of how it goes, right? But I want every artist to embellish what they see or what they hear and interpret it their way, right? Because it's their interpretation. And I feel like working with like the musicians I've been able to work with here, like in Arizona, phenomenal players, is that we're able to come up with something creative, right? Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's dope. That's amazing, you know, and we use it. So I'm not very on like, this is the way I wrote it, this is the way you play it. Nah, I'm like, let's see what you hear. Let's see how you interpret it, you know? So
yeah.
I'm all about that because you never know where it can go. And that's the biggest thing when it comes to working on your music. You can do it, or your art, you can do it by yourself, but having another eye or another ear on it can like give you another perspective to, you know, what you created. Oh, have you tried this? I never did. That's amazing. That's why I like working with other artists and other people. It's because you get a different perspective from what you're hearing and seeing. And that also opens up your horizon to say you're not alone. There's other artists doing other things too. And it's community, right? Like it's a really community. So
That's because you're water, man. That's why you flow with it.
I feel like you have to, especially in the day and age we live in. Like, you have to flow.
Yeah, man. That's words to live by, right? Yeah. All right, we got about 8 minutes left. So at the top of the hour, we got to kick it downtown for Night Interlude. So I'm going to have you play us out.
Okay.
It was a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah.
Freddie J. Walker, new album, The Architect. Shows on the horizon. You know how to do it. Get on the computer, just put in Freddie J. Walker, and you'll be like, oh, this rabbit's hole. Glad I'm falling down it.
Right.
I know I am. Thanks again, brother. So great to have you here. Freddie J. Walker, Locals Only. Thank you. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona, locals only. You just heard Freddie J. Walker. Thanks again for being here, man.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, again, the new album, The Architect, just came out. Look for it online and keep an eye out. He'll be playing some shows soon.